Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. I'll not deal with that verse, but the Lord said, you go tell John, that word blessed means happy. Said, you go tell John, if he just won't get mad at me, he can be happy even in prison.
That's all right, Doc.
Yes. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, that's going to be the subject of my thought tonight, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea. Now you got to remember, this is the Lord Jesus saying this. Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. Ah, what a loaded statement. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. I'll leave off reading there tonight. We find John here in prison. Many questions and probably doubts have arisen in his mind and thoughts. He sends messengers to go ask the Lord, are you really who you're supposed to be? And the Lord said, well, you go tell him, and they tell him probably what the Lord told them to tell. But here is my thought. The Bible says in verse 24, and when the messengers of John were departed, he began to say some things about John. I want to preach for a few minutes tonight on unheard commendations. When the Lord is saying something good about you and you don't ever get to know it. When the Lord is saying, I know him, and John never does get that word. Those messengers had already departed when Jesus began to give John some great accolades.
Yes,
I believe there are those tonight that's probably sitting in the seat of doubt. It's probably facing difficulties and problems. And you're wondering if you're going to be able to make it or not. But the Lord is on the other side telling everybody what a great person you are.
Oh my. Listen.
I want to preach on that thought tonight. That's what God has assigned us. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Father, I want to thank you for the great privilege of being here these days. How my heart has been stirred. Lord, there's been things that's went off in my heart that hadn't went off in a long time this week.
God.
And I want to thank you for it, Lord. You've renewed something afresh and anew in my old soul.
Thank you, oh God.
God, there ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost. And I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing me the privilege to be here. I pray for for the remainder of this meeting. I pray for Brother Winkler and for Brother Brown and for Brother Arthur. I pray, God, that you would anoint them. And I know those men have been through here many times. But, oh, God, if you'd just do half for them what you've done for me, I pray, God, it'd be a real blessing in their life. And I pray, God, that you would bless the people and help them. Now, Lord, you know why you've assigned us to this portion of your word tonight. And I pray, God, that you would arrange the atmosphere as you would so design. I pray that the word of God could go forth with power and that you would give liberty. God, you know the need tonight. You knew before the sun rose this morning that we'd be where we are tonight. And God, you don't allow things to happen just to happen. I pray that, Lord, while the electricity is off, that the light would shine bright. I pray, Lord, that we could see you tonight. And a lot of times, because of a lot of things, it blinds us of you. But Lord, it should be good if you'd shine bright in our midst tonight. And for whatever is accomplished, we'll thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now let me say on the outset tonight that you got to remember that John Baptist has probably walked closer, and I know he has, to the Lord Jesus than any other of the prophets. Matter of fact, as far as I know, John Baptist was the last of the prophets. And we find that there's many great prophets down through the Word of God. But we find John Baptist, he's the one that got to put the Lord under the water and bring him up, and saw the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove and riding and remaining upon the Lord Jesus. You know, I'm certainly glad that even though Jesus was God from the very beginning, and Jesus is God from Bethlehem, he never did start his ministry without the accompany of the Holy Ghost of God. And if he needed it, my Lord of mercy, how we need it. And I'm glad that he is able. Amen. I'm glad John Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." I'm sure that day, as he's standing in the middle of Jordan, that he sees that a dove come down and light on Jesus. Yeah. You know, that dove left out of the ark over there in Genesis chapter 8. And he couldn't find nowhere to rest her foot. Yeah. But I'm glad that she found another ark of safety to light on. Hallelujah. Over there in Jordan River. And I'm glad that you and I have been indwelled by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, God. Amen. Yes, sir.
Let me say this right here. Boy, I ain't going to preach as long as I did last night. I'm amazed y'all come back. I really am. I'm amazed I was able to get back. I haven't preached an hour and 10 minutes in 20 years. But I find here that when the Holy Ghost comes into an individual, I want you to listen to me very carefully. When he comes into an individual that's saved, that's the only person that can receive the Holy Ghost. Right. It's one that's been saved.
Right.
He don't come in to anoint. He comes in as the anointing.
Why,
I tell you, if that ever gone to you, he don't come in to do something to you.
Listen.
He comes in as something in you.
Yes.
And he's the one that gets the job done. Amen. Well, I see John now. He preached a message on adultery. Now he's in prison, fixed to get his head cut off. And old Herod said, "We're going to do away with this character." And they did. But I see him in prison now. He's there incarcerated. You take a man from the wilderness that's been roaming like he has. When he gets in the side of four little walls, he's in trouble. Now, I want to tell you, I haven't been there lately. And I never was, really. I never was in jail physically. But I want to tell you, since I've been saved by the grace of God, the walls have closed in on me at times. Amen. And I begin to wonder. And I begin to question, Lord, is this really your will? Is this really you? God, is this really you? And boy, the walls are closing in. But I've come to find out that God don't judge me on the down that you're going through. I'm glad that while I'm a doubt, he's over yonder saying, everything is all right. Everything is all right with you. I see it now. Old John's over here in prison. Well, I wonder if he's really who he says he is.
Yes, sir. Oh, my.
But over here, Jesus is saying, they ain't no greater than John Baptist. John's over here. I wonder if I'm really doing right. And Jesus over here saying, they ain't nobody doing no more right than John Baptist. Oh. I'm telling you, friend, I'm glad that the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, preacher.
And when the walls close in, and you get in your little room of doubt, I'm glad God knows you better than you know you. Some of you tonight are sitting in the rooms of suffering. Some of you are sitting in the room of doubt. Some of you are sitting in a room of real problems. And the devils are screaming in your shoulder. Or sitting on your shoulder screaming in your ear. He don't really care for you.
Well, listen.
All that you're doing for him is for nothing. He don't really care for you. But oh, I can tell you, over on the other shore, there's a different word being spoken. Over on the other shore, there's an intercessory ministry going on. While you're in your doubt, there's an intercessory ministry going on. On the other side, I said there's a Holy Ghost that abides in you. And the Holy Ghost in you ain't a doubt that Jesus is who he says he is.
Amen, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Y'all get y'all up. You follow my thread.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I want you to notice here. Man, the air conditioner's out too. I didn't know it. We see here that John, we find that Jesus said some things about John that's been preached about for over 2,000 years that John never did know.
Oh, listen. Bye-bye.
When those messengers, now, before they departed, Jesus said, now here's what you go tell John. You go tell him what I've already told him before. And if you'll search the scripture, you'll find that Jesus has already told John what he told those messengers to go back and tell John. You know something? When you get in doubt, God ain't going to give you a new word.
Listen.
He'll not give you a new word, but he'll make the old word new.
Amen.
You know, our problem is that the old story has become the old story.
Amen.
But this blessed book is new. It's wonderful. There's nothing like it in it.
Amen. Oh yes.
Now John is wanting his questions answered. Listen to me here. John's wanting his questions. Always, when you're doubting, there's questions involved.
Right.
Think about that. that statement.
Yeah.
If there's no questions, there's no doubt.
You're right.
Yeah.
But when there's questions involved, there's doubt.
Yeah.
Man.
John says, you go ask him. And I know there's a lot of different ideas about what that statement was. And I'm being introduced to all of them. And I just believe John was as human as we are.
Right, sure. Right.
And I believe even though John baptized the Lord and he knew who he was, there were circumstances and situations that brought him to that little room of doubt.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, me and you got it better than John had it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
We've got the Holy Ghost dwelling in us.
Yes, sir.
And yet we enter to that room of questions.
Oh, listen.
Needing our questions answered.
Let me
say this. Your questions being answered is not the answer.
Right. My, listen, yes.
That's good.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, if the Lord would just tell me why. Well, it ain't going to help you none.
Listen. Listen.
Getting your questions answered is not the answer.
Amen. Mm. My,
Lord, yes. Help, preacher.
Just suppose I broke a bone in this arm. Lord, help. I pray I don't. Suppose I did, and I broke this arm, and the question is my arm broke?
Uh-huh. Well,
it sure is a hurting. I go down to the doctor. They put it under the x-ray. And the x-ray answers my question. But it don't fix my problem. Right.
Listen. Hold on, preacher.
That's good.
Yeah.
Amen. The x-ray answers my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it don't fix a problem.
Sure. Yes. Amen.
Some of you in here that are in this pavilion tonight, you've been asking God why for so long. And God's trying to tell you, if I told you why, that ain't going to help you.
Oh, my, that's great, preacher.
That's not going to help you. What helps you is not getting your questions answered.
Yes.
But the doctor telling you, in about 6 weeks, it's going to be new, like new.
Yeah.
We don't operate on our questions being answered.
Whoa.
We operate on the promise that God is in charge.
Hallelujah.
And that the promise
knows
everything.
Oh, yes.
Praise God, he knows everything.
Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Hallelujah.
He knows where you are.
Yes, he does.
Now, notice here, it's amazing. I'm going to put my glasses on in the dark. But notice here, I find here that the Lord Jesus begins to say some things about John that John never did hear.
Oh, my.
I want to look first. Jesus said a word about the steadfastness of John. He said there in verse number 24, and when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. Mm. That just jumped out at me here recently.
He said,
then Jesus began to ask some questions. He said, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking in the wind. See, the same crowd that Jesus is talking to has heard what those messengers have asked Jesus, that John asked them to ask. There's a whole lot there you can read in the text that had been baptized by the baptism of John. And now their leader. But John has already said, I must decrease.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he must increase.
Right.
But while John is decreasing, the Lord is increasing him.
Right. Sure. Right. Sure.
While John is feeling sorry for himself, the Lord ain't.
Right.
Oh my. The Lord's telling what a great fellow he is.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if we could look into the portals of glory tonight. I wonder if we could hear the intercessory ministry that's going on. And I wonder what the Lord is saying about you right now.
Oh my Lord, help preacher.
You know the Bible says in Romans 8 that the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. You know, I thought for a long time that the Holy Spirit only made intercession when I was praying. And I've come to find out He's making intercession for me when I ain't even thinking about it.
Yes, preacher, what a thought. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Because sometimes the Bible said in Romans 8, I don't even know what to pray for.
Right.
And sometimes I ain't even thought about praying.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But He's thinking about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Now, you get a hold of this. And I know I'm not a camp meeting preacher. I just tell you I ain't.
You're all right.
I'm just telling you, we need to understand that whenever I forgot to pray, the Holy Ghost didn't.
Amen.
Well, then I get my daily room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying, I wonder where God is. Uh-huh. The Holy Ghost is saying, Father, would you help him?
Why, yeah.
Would you help him? I'm having to live with him.
Oh,
would you help him?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Would you help him?
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
And when I ain't praying,
that's good.
He is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not minimizing prayer. Some lazy folk will take that and say, well, I don't need to pray. Sure you need to pray. But when I'm in my little four-walled room of doubt, there's things being said to the Lord about me that I ain't even thinking about.
Hallelujah, Doc. Hallelujah.
There's things being said about us, Brother Steve, that we're not even thinking about. You may be in real trouble tonight.
Listen.
There may be afflictions and problems that's wrecked you.
Oh,
and you're needing your questions answered. But yonder in glory, they're not asking the question. There's something going on there because you're the child of God.
Yeah.
And God is saying and knows about you some things that you'll probably never know.
Oh, my Lord, preacher. What a thought. Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. I said I wasn't going to preach long tonight. We'll preach till the lights come on. How's that? But now watch this.
Amen.
Listen carefully. Only God can do this.
Yes.
Yes.
Only God can arrange this.
Right. Yes. Yes, preacher.
You may be under this tabernacle tonight, and all hell is broke loose in your life.
Listen.
Everything is turned topsy-turvy. You don't know which way to go, but you know you belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
And while you're sitting in your doubt, you're sitting in your rejection and your despondency and your discouragement, the Holy Ghost is a-saying over yonder, oh, they'll be all right.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Everything's going to be fine.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I preached this at the church the other morning. And there's a dozen people. We don't do that down at that place. We just kind of quiet, you know. But there's a dozen people. It hit them all at the same time. And they just, oh, Lord, I'm glad you know us more than we know us.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you're sensing what I'm sensing. Some of you are saying, boy, I wish God knew. He knows more than you do.
Oh, yeah, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord.
He said here, he spoke about the steadfastness of John. He said, what went you forth to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken in the wind? Well, this was a reed that grows in the land there about 12 feet tall. Now, you know, Bible said that he would, that the Lord in the book of Isaiah, he wouldn't destroy a bruised reed or a smoking flax.
Oh,
I did a little study on that reed. You know what them shepherds would do? They go down into the marsh and they get one of those reeds to make them a staff with. Some of them was very strong. To make them a staff or a part of a staff. But they go down there and they get them, and then when they start looking at them, some part of them is rotten.
Oh my.
And you know what the shepherd would do? He won't throw away the whole reed. He'll cut out the rotten part. Mm-hmm. And if they ain't but that much left out of 12 foot, he'll drill in some little holes in
it
and make a flute and play music to his sheep.
Hey, Doc. Amen. Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, preacher, I'm done. If there's just that much left, he ain't done.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, Doc. He's not done. Somebody said, I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of this situation or not. I'm telling you, God knows where you are. He understands.
Oh, yeah.
He's not finished with
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, preacher. Hallelujah.
Let me hurry along. You see, he said, did you go see a reed?
Oh my. Mm.
He said that blows every which way the wind blows. He said, well, I'm telling you, that ain't John. He said, John. Now, John's over there in prison wondering if he's going to be blown down or not.
My mind.
The Lord's over here saying, he ain't going to blow down.
Yeah.
He's over, over here doubting, is he really the Christ? And the Lord's over here and not doubting that John's who he is.
Yeah.
John's a doubting who the Lord is, but the Lord ain't doubting who John is. He Lord, said, he said, what John's going through ain't going to break him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, preacher.
Yeah. What preacher? He said, he's not blown about by every wind of doctrine.
Amen.
There's many people that's this way. John, old John, stood straight regardless.
Yeah.
Now, he may be humped up over there in the prison, but the Lord still sees him straight and strong.
Yeah.
Not blown about.
Yeah.
You may think, boy, the Lord sure must be upset with me because I'm in my condition. He sees you as a newborn child of God. He sees you with the Holy Ghost in you. He sees you never going under.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord.
He sees you never going down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the heck of my soul.
Yeah,
look here.
Amen.
See, he said what John's going through ain't going to break it.
Yeah.
I know him better than he knows himself.
Right.
F.B. Meyer said, heaven judges not by the passing moods, but by general tenor and trend of a man's life. Not by the expression of a doubt caused by a situation which can be explained, but by the soul of man within him, which is as much deeper than the emotions as the heart of the ocean is deeper than the cloud shadows which hurry across its surface.
Oh my.
The clouds come across the surface of the ocean and everything goes dark, but it can't affect the heart of that ocean.
Oh, that's right.
God and heaven don't judge you by the emotions and the moods that pass through.
That's great.
He judges you by the deep recesses of your heart where the Holy Ghost lives. You need to understand that truth. It'll help you in your bad times to know that he ain't near as upset with you as you think he is.
Hallelujah, preacher.
Boy, it would have helped old John if he could have heard all of that.
Yeah.
Well, but John never did hear it.
Listen,
and you won't ever hear it either, but it's a happening.
Right. Right. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
There's something stirring in here tonight. Praise God. John in the prison was only experiencing the clouds of emotions.
Oh my.
John in prison was only experiencing the clouds that change constantly. But the deep part of John's soul ain't changed at all.
Right.
He thinks it has, but God knows it hasn't.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You may think it has, but God knows it hasn't.
Right. Amen.
I see not only the steadfastness of John, but he said a word about the self-denial of John. He said in verse 25, "What went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts." Now, I've heard some preachers take that text and preach on every type of clothing in the world.
Help us.
I mean, they'll nail it to the wall and that ain't even what he's talking about.
Right, Doc. Right, Doc.
Bless you him. Know what he's saying?
Bless him.
He said, you can't tell what a man is by what he is on the outside.
Oh, listen. Yeah.
He said, those that put on ain't real no way.
Oh, great,
if you can put it on, I don't care how religious it looks, if you can put it on the outside, God still knows the inside. That's what he's saying. That's what he's dealing with. He ain't dealing because John didn't have those rich clothing, but it didn't make no difference. He wore camel's hair. Now I'm just, and he eat locusts and wild honey. But I'm just simply saying, God knew the very recesses of his heart.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't what man was seeing. I'm so sick of put on, I can't hardly see.
Hallelujah. You're right. Yes.
Amen.
Look at me.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to.
Amen.
Ain't I something?
Oh, no.
You don't want the answer from me.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying, it's not the put on.
Right.
Yeah. It's what God knows.
Right. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Let them move along. Oh. Now it takes me a lot longer to get all my paraphernalia together here. We not only see the steadfastness of John that Jesus spoke about and the self-denial of John, but he also talked about the superiority of John. He said, but what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you much more than
Paul. Oh, Lord, yeah.
You see, he didn't say John was the greatest. He just said that there wasn't one no greater among the prophets. Now listen. And there, he said there's not one greater among the prophets or man. He said there's not one born of woman that's greater than John.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
No, don't cut me off right here.
Go ahead.
Don't you cut me off right here. Please don't cut me off. But this is what Jesus is saying about John. John said, I must decrease. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. But Jesus was born of woman.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I don't have to start over to record this. Now listen. But what Jesus is saying about John, John would never even think that about himself.
Right.
Oh, listen. Yes.
Right.
And I'm telling you, on your best day, spiritually, the Lord thinks higher of you than you think of yourself on your best day.
Listen, wow. My Lord.
He died for you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
He shed His blood for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He loves you.
Amen.
Yeah.
He rose again for you.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, on your best day, He still thinks more of you than you do yourself.
Oh, my.
Yeah, brother.
We need to understand a little bit about what heaven thinks about the bride of Christ.
Sure, dog. Yes. 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 Great.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Good year. There's great prophets.
Amen.
Moses, Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah. But none of those men are greater. He not only talks about the likeness of His superiority, but He talked about the largeness of His superiority.
Yes.
He said, I say unto you, much more than a prophet.
Right.
What in the world is more than a prophet? Well, Isaiah was a great prophet.
Yeah.
Elijah was a great prophet. Jeremiah was a great prophet. Daniel was a great prophet. And boy, what great words they wrote about Christ.
Right.
And those prophets spoke of His day. But John got to point him out.
Yeah. 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 Amen. It's all right, Doc. Yeah. Yeah.
All of those prophets, you think about all of Isaiah's prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus. And he told about the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of those prophets said, He's a coming.
Right.
And John Baptist said, here He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, bro.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, getting to shake His hand is better than getting a letter from Him.
Listen, that's all right, Doc. Amen. Yes, sir.
That's why He's much more than a prophet. Amen.
Yes.
The others said, He's a coming. John Baptist said, behold.
Yeah.
That means don't look at me anymore. Look coming yonder.
Yeah.
Behold the Lamb of God, which taken away the sin of the world, took in and put Him under the judgment waters of Jordan.
Boy, yeah.
Saw the Holy Ghost from heaven descend on Him.
Yeah.
And here's this man sitting over here in his little room of questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's done that, don't feel bad. If you are,
yeah.
I'm just trying to get you to understand what heaven's saying about you.
Yeah. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher.
Somebody said, preacher, I ain't never heard nothing like that before in my life. Well, it'll help you if you won't just throw it away.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe that. Amen.
That's right.
Look here. Let me close. Boy, I hate to the lights on. But I see the largeness of His men, of His superiority. And then I see the limit. Listen carefully. This may be why the Lord got the lights on. This will help you right here. I see the limit to His superiority. Even though He's greater. Even though He's great. Right. Even though He handled the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus makes a statement that we who are in the kingdom of God is greater than John.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody said, preacher, what in the world could be better than handling Him? Being married to Him.
Yeah. That's all right, Doc. Why, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
John was a friend of the bride.
Listen. Oh, Lord, preacher.
We are the bride.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
John gets to stand at the door and welcome in the guests.
Yeah.
But we get to sit on the throne with
Him. Hey, hey, hey.
We're the queen of the king.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, we're a special group of people And you need to know it. Heaven knows it. Heaven knows it.
Hallelujah. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Yes.
And if that ever dawns on you, it won't swell you up in pride. If that ever dawns on you, it'll put you in the dirt before his feet.
Yes.
Oh, what grace. What amazing grace. What marvelous grace. That he made the least of us greater than John the Baptist.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see, Jesus said here, notwithstanding. He said that in Matthew, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
Yes.
Now, how in the world could that be? Well, there's many areas we could go through here. Just want to mention that John saw him and handled him. He knew him. But even then, John did not have the full canon of Scripture.
Yeah.
John only had the Old Testament prophets.
Right.
He got to see the Lord Jesus. Got to handle him, got to baptize him. But the Lord Jesus said, because you have got the whole complete canon of the Word of God, make you greater than John.
That's
why you need to fall in love with that book. That book has made you greater than John Baptist. The full canon of this Word has made you greater than John Baptist. Oh, Lord. You see, the smallest child in the family of God can put his hands on this complete Word of God.
Oh, listen.
Because the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist.
Oh, my.
The least can put his hand on this precious book and become greater than John Baptist.
Oh, my.
Somebody said, I don't know if I believe that or not. Believe it, it'll help you.
Yeah.
Somebody said, boy, I wish I could have been him when he lived.
Lord.
We're here and he's alive.
Yeah.
And he lives in all of us.
Hey, Doc, that's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see, we find here. Oh, if you missed everything I said, I want you to get this. A midget on the mountain can see farther than a giant in the valley.
Listen.
All of them Old Testament prophets were giants in the valley.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
But you and I have been exalted. We're seated in heavenly places. And a midget on the mountain can see further than a giant in the valley.
You say, I ain't nothing,
but you're the bride of Christ.
Hallelujah.
You've been exalted to a higher position.
Hallelujah.
I don't get to preach like this most of the time out from a church to folk who really understand what I'm saying. I believe some of you are actually getting this. Somebody said, preach, I feel so small. Yeah, but in Christ,
Lord,
you're higher than Isaiah.
Yeah, Lord.
I don't feel like I'm worth anything. But in Christ, you're higher than Daniel. You know more than Daniel knew. You know more than Isaiah knew. You've got more in your possession than they ever had. We're the bride of Christ. And you may be beating yourself up over doubts and discouragements and defeats.
Lord.
But look where you're at in him. And look what he thinks about his bride.
That's right. Here we are. That's a helping us, God.
Lord, that's a helping me too. I'm getting too old for this. I'm telling you, God's a helping my soul. What time is it?
Don't worry about it.
I'll find out myself. I asked you that last night. Oh, we're in good shape. Look here. I asked him that last night and he wouldn't tell me. And I got in trouble. with my wife. What do you mean, she said? I said, oh, they hung around and talked for an hour after the service.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. See, she worries about me when I'm on call. Come on, see, you ought to bring her with her. Well, that's another story. Don't, if you want to know, you can ask me about it. But with knowledge, with the knowledge, now listen, with the knowledge that we have, and the indwelling, did you know that we're the only dispensation of people that have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? And we're sealed until the day of redemption. And then after the day of redemption, we won't even need that anymore. We won't need the Holy Spirit. We'll have the bridegroom.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we,
that's great.
With knowledge comes responsibility. We should be the most spiritual minded people that ever lived. But we're not. I'm going to meddle right here just a moment.
Amen, preacher.
But we're not. We got more resources.
Listen.
And some of them are good. I said some of them are good. And we've got the ability to look into all of this scripture.
Yes, sir.
And yet, I would dare say 90% that's under here don't spend 25 minutes a week in this blessed room on your own.
Help us. Help us, preacher. Oh, Lord, thank you. Charge.
Now, I'm going to give you something here and I'm done. You say, preacher, why is today different? Why is today so different? Why? What's our responsibility? I mentioned this, I think, last night or Monday night, but I want to deal with this for just a moment and I'm done. Paul, writing in Romans 8, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And then Paul writes down an Old Testament scripture. When the Lord helped me to see this, it liberated me all over again. Now listen carefully. Paul writes down Psalm 44:22. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Yes.
And boy, we talk about how bad it is. But if you'll go, you might want to turn here. Some of you ain't going to believe me, so just turn. In Psalm 44:22, David said, yay. That word means yes.
Yeah.
Yay, for thy sake. We're killed all the day long.
Right? Yeah.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Right. Do you see that? Your Bible read like that, but don't get you what it does.
Right. Yeah.
David said, yes.
Yes.
But look what Paul said in verse 37. Paul quoted the same scripture and said, nay.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, oh no. Oh no. Are you saying that Paul was disagreeing with David? No, that Paul's living in a different dispensation than David. David said, we're killed all the day long. Boy, it is so rough. Paul said, no, it ain't. Paul said, nay.
Yeah.
But we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah, Doc.
He said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Right. Yes.
Now, David couldn't say that. David said, we're killed all the day long.
Yes.
We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Uh-huh. It's so hard and it's so rough. And it was.
Yeah. Right.
But Paul said, listen to me, church.
Yeah.
Paul said, listen to me, church.
Yeah.
David said, yes. I'm saying no. In all these things, we're more than conquerors.
Oh, yes, preacher. Hallelujah.
Through him who loves.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I know that's got some of you just about to cut me off. Study that.
Amen.
That is what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
We're Bible believers, aren't we?
Amen, doctor. Running well.
Amen.
What is more than a conqueror? I said this the other night. We're not even in ourselves, we're not even a conqueror.
Right.
A conqueror is someone that's won all of the battles.
Amen.
And they've never been defeated.
Amen.
Yes. There ain't one of us in here can say that.
Right.
But Paul declares that we're more than a conqueror.
Oh, yes.
Through him.
Amen.
Who loved us. And a more than a conqueror is somebody who gets to enjoy the victory without having to fight the battle.
Oh, listen. Yes.
He fought the battle and did the conquering, and now we're more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Because we just get the rest in what he's done.
Yes, sir, Doc. Yes, sir, Doc. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when difficulties come and the questions arise in your mind, Jesus knows all about you.
Amen.
And when he sees you, he don't see you in the emotions of the clouds that you deal with, just like the weather. They change constantly. My wife said something Sunday as we were going to church. She said, I've been thinking about this. She said, God put the promise of the rainbow in the clouds, in the most changeable place.
Well, listen.
In the place that changes constantly, he put a steadfast promise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I said, that's pretty good, baby. You care if I use that sometime? She said, in the place where it changes continuously, there's the promise of God.
Hallelujah.
And in your emotions that change continuously, there's the promise of God. He's on the inside.
Amen.
You belong to him.
Amen.
My Lord, just come tonight and thank him for it.
Amen.
And you might ought to say, Lord, I'm not even going to ask you to help me in what I'm going through. Oh. Just help me to know that you know who I am.
Amen. Yes.
Wow. Amen.
Yes.
And I want to love you and thank you for it.
Oh, yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm done.